Phil Moss, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Middo. Morning, boys. It's great to wake up on this first day of the Olympic Games.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And the Matildas get first crack tonight against New Zealand, 9:30 our time. Now, why are the Matildas struggling under new coach Tony Gustafsson? Because they haven't had great results, have they?
No, they haven't. You know, their lead in, you know, they've copped 10, 13, 14 goals in five games. So that's not great. The good news is that the losing margins have definitely decreased significantly since they lost 5-2 to Germany, 5-0 to Netherlands. Their last warm-up game, they only lost 1-0 to Japan. But I think, look, obviously Tony Gustafsson is trying to introduce, you know, the way he wants to play. Short time frame, certainly with COVID, you know, COVID affected how many times they could actually get together on the training pitch, even though five games would seem a decent run into to a major tournament over the last few months. But yeah, it's probably the lack of time on the training pitch that's hurting them. But you know, they, by those results, they're certainly building in the right direction. But whether it's in time to make a dent in this tournament, only time will tell. But what a great opportunity to get off to a start, and it's against former Matildas coach Tommy Somani and his New Zealand team, and it's a fantastic opportunity for the Matildas to get 3 points in the bag off the bat.
Mossy, how much do you look into, you know, call it preparation games, warm-up games, whatever it is, leading into just any type of major tournament? Because, again, on the other hand, we've been talking about the USA in basketball, for example. Australia beat them in the men's basketball. And we, you know, for me, I go, well, it's a troll game. It doesn't really count. But in football, do you see it different? Are the games leading up to Olympic Games so important?
Look, I think probably less so for a US basketball team, Clarkie, because they're a team of superstars.
Yeah.
But the Matildas aren't. We've got a couple in there. Sam Kerr obviously heads that list. But, you know, I think under a new coach, international team going into a major tournament, you know, certainly from a confidence and fluency point of view, I think they definitely matter for a team like the Matildas. I think you've got to probably take teams on their own merits. But, yeah, in the Matildas case, we're used to them going so well. They captured the hearts of the hearts of the country, and they've still got them. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, just some put it this way: as a fan, we're not going to this major tournament oozing confidence like we would have been into the last World Cup had Alan Stajic still been in charge, for instance.
What about the Oli Roos chances, mate? They've got a tough group, and who are some of the players we need to be looking out for in this Oli Roos team?
Yeah, look, the group of dreams, as Graham Arnold is calling it, Loz, and we know he loves to get into the players' minds, and, you know, it's a great way of looking at it, because ultimately when you do get to these major tournaments, you do want to be playing against the best to test yourself and put yourself in that shop window, you know, to at this stage of their career. You know, it's an under-23 tournament, don't forget. It could really launch some careers over in Europe and Asia. But, look, I think he's got a good balance. I love the fact that he's only gone with one overage player in Mitchell Duke. I think that you know, he's said all along, and he's stuck true to it, that he would only pick overage players in positions that needed strengthening. And Mitchell Duke has had a fantastic couple of seasons in the A League and went to the Middle East for a little bit. But his leadership, he's got a really infectious personality around the dressing room and the hotel as well, which will help galvanise the team just the way Arnie likes. But I think Tom Glover in goals has had a fantastic season for Melbourne City. I think he'll be one to look out for. Harry Suter, who's really burst onto the scene. He's a giant of a man. He's about 12 foot 8. But watch out for him from set pieces. Riley McGree, Daniel Arzani, I think he's the big one. He really needs to relaunch his career. He's had a torrid time in Europe since he left Melbourne City and went to Celtic, busted his knee, and he's just making his way back. So this would be a good chance for him, probably the first chance to really announce himself since the last World Cup.
All right, I'm seeing Argentina $1.52, Australia $6, the draw $3.90. Give us a correct score, Mossy.
You know what? I'm going to go with 0-0. I think the Oli Roos, I always say this, you know, Argentina will be one of the favourites for the tournament. There's no doubt about that. But the time to get a favourite is in the first game and hopefully catch them a bit cold. And I just think the way Arnie organised his team, the defensive structure he'll put out there, I think they're a decent chance of keeping them scoreless. It'll be tough to score against them. You know, they're a fantastic side, Argentina. There's no doubt about that. But I'm going to go with the scoreless draw.
All right. What did Arnie call it? The group of dreams, did he?
The group of dreams.
The group of dreams. All right. Well, if they go through, they've got to, say, draw with Argentina. Who do they look to win against? Or who can they beat? Spain or Egypt?
Egypt. Spain have gone chock full of internationals who have just come off the Euros. They go into this tournament under Luis de la Fuente. You love that name, Loz. Mm. Their coach. They go in as, for me, clear favourites for the tournament. They've got players like Pedri, you know, who played just about every minute in Euros for Spain, and Barcelona superstar at only 18 years of age. His manager, Ronald Koeman, is not happy at all that he's going to the Olympics, but c'est la vie. And they've got other players, you know, who are coming off that
So we put Spain down as a loss, we draw with Argentina, and we probably need them to beat Egypt. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We come out with 4 points.
All right.
Go through.
$10 is your 0-0 draw in that Oli Roos game. And tonight, Australia $1.35, New Zealand $8.50, the draw $4.75 in the Matildas match. So have you got a multi for us, Mossy? What do you got?
I'm going to put my neck on the line and go with a five-leg multi.
Oh, love that.
Matildas to beat New Zealand, into Spain to beat Egypt.
France, in the men's,
In the men's, sorry. Now we're over to the men's.
Yep.
Spain to beat Egypt, France to beat Mexico.
Yep.
South Korea to beat New Zealand, and the Oli Roos to get that draw against Argentina.
Beautiful, and gee, this is going to pay a bit. I've got it here, $19, that five-legger. So that is Matildas into, and then you go to the men. So Matildas in the women's into Spain, France, South Korea, and then the draw in the Oli Roos game. That's $19 is Mossy's five-leg multi. Also, just a quick comment, Ange Postecoglou 1-1 in his first game in charge of Celtic against Midtjylland. Looks like they might have blown an opportunity to take a lead there to Denmark.
Yeah, but you know, still a solid start. That's not an easy fixture, that one. So, you know, that will settle some nerves as it stands, but I've got no doubt Andrew's going to be a success there. He just needs a little bit of time to oil the machine and get it running.
On your champion, have a good one.
Thanks, boys.